The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan and Robin here. Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Welcome back today.
I am here.
Indeed, you are.
My voice is actually getting... No, there it went again.
Yeah, your voice comes and goes, so... you know. Oh, my goodness. Well, had a great turnout for the muzzleloader contest for November. We gave away the youth muzzleloader and the adult muzzleloader. Sometimes the folks just join us during the 6 o'clock hour, so do you have the names there you want to repeat?
John Siska won the adult.
He won the Optima, right?
And Chase Marin won the youth.
He's not related to Chris, or Chris is the dad. No, I was going to say he's not related to Cheech.
Cheech Marin. Spelled a little different.
Yeah, I think so. So congratulations.
I like
again.
Cheech Marin, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're giving him another muzzleloader away here during December, and it is, I read the description, it is the Acura LRX 45 caliber, one of the newest ones from the folks at CVA. Somebody could win that great muzzleloader, and I mean, go ahead and look it up. I mean, you look up the retail on it. It's surprising, and it's a very nice muzzleloader. We're grateful to CVA. We really are. They've supported the Outdoors and Radio Show for many years, and I don't know how many muzzleloaders we've given away, 40, something like that, over the years. I mean, it's been quite a few. I'd still like to hear from those who won and hear, you know, of their animals that they've taken. I know there's a handful of them out there that are hunters are still active, and I hear from them every now and then. But, you know, if you take a nice deer with one of the muzzleloaders you won, let us know. Send us a picture. We'd love to hear back from that, you know. So, anyway, here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to win the CVA Acura LRX at the end of the month, got a call to win. Call 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron. Go online, go on air with Robin and I. Just say hi, I wanted to get in the contest, or you can ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. And we'll be glad to put you in the contest. At the end of the month, Robin takes the random generator program, puts all the names, puts numbers next to the name. Each name has a number, draws the winning number, and we announce the winner. So what do you think, Robin?
I think that's great.
I think it's great, too. You do a great job with that random generator. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes it fair. Back in the day, I used to take a roll of tickets, Robin, and assign ticket numbers to the names, and then I would take my hat off and I'd throw all the tickets in the hat and mix them up and pull a...
I was there for that in studio.
Were you?
Yep.
I don't remember that. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So it's fun doing this from the house, though, rather than in studio, isn't it? I mean, nothing against Aaron and, you know, and our former producer Chris, we love seeing those guys, but man, it's great just getting up and coming back to the great room and turning on our great fireplace from Backyard Billy, sitting here in front of the fire. And
just FYI for everybody, we keep in touch with Chris.
We do, yeah.
And it is, our friendship is a blessing that we don't take lightly.
Exactly.
Keep in touch with him.
Yeah. Did you see the email I got from Chuck? I sent you a copy of.
No.
You better look at your phone. Very kind words from Chuck. Paul, we got your video. That's a couple pretty nice bucks. And John B., yep, John.
John, I haven't heard from John yet this morning.
John B., he sent me good morning. Everything's good, John. And John likes hearing Rudy. John B. likes hearing Rudy.
Oh, so do I. I love listening to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Rudy, now, Rudy was there when Dad was there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So was
Dale.
Yeah.
Rudy just, you know, he was talking about all these little tidbits of knowledge, you know, that nobody would care about. I would. I have the dumbest knowledge in the world,
mm-hmm.
most inane knowledge that nobody needs in my head, and I love it. If something pops in my head, I start Googling, you know, and the next thing I know, I'm an expert on how tassels came about for your side of your drapes or whatever. So,
well, okay.
I was trying to come up with something stupid. But
I understand.
That was really pulling.
Well, here's a riddle for you from Joe. Robin?
I'm listening.
You walk into the room with a match, a candle, a kerosene lamp, and a fireplace. Which would you light first?
A match.
A candle.
A candle.
A kerosene lamp and a fireplace. Which would you light first?
Well, a match makes sense.
A match, candle, kerosene lamp, and a fireplace. Which would you light first?
The match.
Yes. Very good. Very good. That one wasn't too difficult.
I'm trying to make it difficult.
Because you're trying to
You're saying the match makes sense.
You're trying to overthink it.
Dumb.
Yes.
I'd
like to.
I don't have anything from you, dear. I'm sorry.
It was a text. It was a screenshot.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Don't have that either. Well, maybe I do. Hold on.
You want to read it? Good morning.
You said it twice, right?
Yep.
Huh?
Anytime.
Good morning. There's no better way to start the day when you get to hear both of you together. We love our Alan, but Robin does add a whole new opinion and entertainment to the show. Truly a wonderful addition. Happy to hear you're feeling better. Have a great day, Chuck. Thank you so, so much. It just means a lot to me. You know, I was very nervous starting to do this with you. My daughter thinks I'm crazy. You know, I'll tell her, you know, somebody called and said they like me or whatever. And she'll go, Mom, they did not.
Now you have proof.
Now I have proof.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm smiling a lot.
Chuck has been a listener for many, many years. Many, many years. Probably from close to the beginning, I would think. So it's always nice hearing from him. And John B., every week we hear from John B. I mean, we just have and Joe, you know, every now and then we just have a whole bunch of people that make us smile throughout our life, you know. So, and we appreciate all of them.
Yes,
no question about it.
We have no idea. We really, really, really do.
Yep.
And we've made friends over the years with some.
We have.
And it's, even for my short time here, I've made friends with certain people that it's just absolutely amazing.
I talked about a couple of deer that I shot, you know, one with a muzzleloader and one with a 30-30 and the one over the fireplace and that type of thing.
At that point, I go to sleep for a little bit.
Well, I understand that. But that was a friendship that was forged over the radio. A caller would call in from Cecil County. His name was Steve. He's since passed. But he'd call and we'd talk about the birds. And we talk about the different things that we saw. You know, just like I did today, I will never forget. He had kind of almost a southern drawl, but he was, you know, just a good guy. He said, yeah, I like seeing the birds, too. I was watching some the other day. There were some cardinals, and there was a woodpecker, and there was some breast mice, and... I'm like, what did you just say? He said breast mouse. Cracked me up. He had that kind of sense of humor. He invited me up. And not the first day, because we got everybody's here. Okay, Steve, that's great. So I think I went up on a Tuesday or Wednesday, stayed at his house, told me on the phone, oh, there's 8-point up here. I don't want you to shoot. Okay. No problem. Never killed an 8-point in my life. I don't want you shooting. Okay, Steve. 6-point, 10-point, 4-point. Yep. Well, put me in a stand. 10 minutes into the season, I look out and there's a big deer with a big white rack, an 8-point. And I looked at that deer and I said, do I kill this deer and never come back here? Or do I not shoot this deer and kick myself my rest of my life? And I pulled the trigger. And that's exactly what Steve wanted me to do, was take that 8-point. Of course, you know, at night before he said, oh, I'm just kidding you about that. Well, I didn't know if he was or wasn't, because this is going on for a week. So I did kill that deer, and there he is. And at that point, it was the biggest deer I'd ever shot. Nice 8-point. So not a record, but a lot of memories. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. John B. is texting you, Robin, okay, since you called him out.
Speaking of which, birds, okay?
Yeah.
As I was trying to allude to in the first part.
Yeah.
Your turkey was amazing.
Oh.
I've never liked breast meat on a turkey ever in my life.
Yeah.
And I ate so much turkey that I got sick, okay?
I thought you were talking about the mounted turkey that made its appearance on the table.
I'm talking about the turkey you cooked. You said we were going to talk about Thanksgiving.
We are.
Now, we did put the big mounted turkey out on the food table.
And he's in the family picture.
It's in the family picture. That was pretty good. You have to send that one to John. Remind me. And my sister made mashed potatoes for the first time in her entire life.
Right.
And they were, I ate them and turkey. That was my, and sweet potatoes, and my mom's sweet potatoes, my daughter's carrots. Those are my four favorite.
Right.
And she gave the mashed potatoes a brown butter bath, is what she called it.
A brown butter bath.
Uh-huh. She put it in a crock pot when they were done to keep them warm.
Yeah.
But she put butter in the bottom of the crock pot and turned it on high until it browned. And then she put the potatoes in it and mixed the brown butter.
Man. Is that what made them so good?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had a taste of them, but
I got the recipe.
As you know, I can't eat potatoes and that stuff. So, baby. We need to talk to Stan because he's on a time schedule. But I do want to talk about the turkey. I want to come back to that again. Okay?
That's all right. I was moving on.
Stan, good morning.
Time schedule?
Aren't you on some kind of a schedule?
Yeah, I get there when I get there.
Oh, well, then, okay. Well, then we could have left you on hold another few minutes, but we'd prefer not to.
I would have been parked then. I'm negotiating turns and stuff here. It's all in the timing, you know.
Uh-huh, all in the timing.
How much is a Mercedes? anyway, I guess I'm not going to find out. I just called to get into the contest real quick and find out how y'all are. And everybody
doing good?
Sounds good.
Thanksgiving was good for you?
Family and friends, yes. We found another way to do turkey, and it didn't turn out quite right. I had visions of turkey sandwiches for about 3 days later, but that didn't pan out.
Uh-oh.
How'd you cook it?
I didn't. It was my sister-in-law, but that's all I can say.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble with the in-laws.
I understand.
So everybody's okay over there?
Now we are.
Robin's getting better. That's a good thing. Grandkids are good. They're starting to feel better, I guess, right?
Yeah, this.
There's something going around. I don't know what it is yet.
No, I had it for 2 weeks.
RSV. He had some kind of bug. I had RSV that the kids gave me, which is nasty.
Stuff. I'm losing Robin's signal.
I had RSV that the kids gave me. And that is some nasty stuff, I will tell you. But
mine started with a chest cold and wound up like arthritis. But I got these Aleves and as much coffee as I can drink, and we're going to push through this, come hell or high water.
Yeah, wow. Yours sounds like the flu with all the aches and pains. But
no, I'm by myself, so I'm not going to spread it too far. It's just going to have to die within me. I forgot what I was going to ask you now. If you have any problems, if you have a real bad case of wanting venison, you can always hunt with me.
I know you're good at it. And it's already tenderized once you get it.
I was going to say, just next time you stop at Clyde's, get yourself a pretty good-sized dip net, and just get behind me because me and the dog will be hunting.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Man.
What kind of dog is it again? I can't remember.
It's a bulldog.
A bulldog, baby, a Mack truck.
Mack truck.
I got it. I was a little slow on the draw.
That's all right.
We aim to tenderize.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. Yep. All right, Mr. Allen, I got to jump out of here and do what they pay me for. Always listening. Y'all take care. Stay warm over there. It's going to drop tonight.
Yes, it is. You're right about that. So
I can't wait. I've already got my my Christmas wish in. And my wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I almost messed up, but all I want is 47 degrees at night through February.
Okay. There you go.
If you find any over there on the Eastern Shore, send it this way, would you please?
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Both of you take care now. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. See you, Stan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All I want through the year is snow, 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 snow.
Yep. I'm going to give a couple firearms from Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning full-line Browning dealer, your Browning headquarters. There's a couple guns here that, you know, you might want to put in your collection if you like it. If you're a waterfowl hunter, particularly those who go after the light geese, you know, the snow geese and the extended season, the conservation season, sometimes they don't come as close as you'd like, and you might need a little more firepower. Well, Browning makes a gun called the Gold Light 10-gauge. It is a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader with a 3.5-inch chamber, 10-gauge. It's composite stock with Mossy Oak camo and three standard Invector choke tubes, you know, which would be I don't know what they call it, medium and you know, full choke. I think that would be a good choice for those of you who make that a regular thing on your waterfowl schedule. And then for the high-powered enthusiast, if you'd like to use an auto-loader, the BAR, the Browning Auto-Loading Rifle, the MK2 Safari model, features traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and polished, blued, and engraved steel receiver, reliable gas piston operation with a detachable box magazine. And, of course, you put a good set of optics on it, and you will have a terrific high-powered rifle for any of your, you know, big game needs for sure. That's the BAR MK2 Safari autoloader centerfire rifle from Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. Stop by. They've got a lot of gift ideas for deer hunters, for bow hunters, for muzzleloader hunters. They have CVA muzzleloaders now as well. They are located conveniently off exit 9 off the Beltway. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sport Shop. The website is clydesfishinggear.com and open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you stopped by. Backyard Billies. They said the emphasis now for their customers, not just for them, are wood and pellet stoves. So the folks at Regency make a great wood fireplace and a great wood fireplace insert for your hole in the wall that, you know, sucks the heat out of the air. Now you can turn that into a new space for a wood fireplace. They have some really nice looking wood fireplace inserts and some wood fireplace freestanding wood stoves, a company called Regency, all available at Backyard Billy's. For pellet stoves, same company that makes our gas fireplace insert that we've been talking about for a couple of years, they have a pellet stove, not only freestanding, but they also have a pellet stove insert. These are all automatic, and they burn those wood pellets. Backyard Billy's has the pellets as well. They sell them by the bag or by the pallet if you want. Enviro is the name of the pellet stoves and inserts you want to look at Backyard Billy's when you go there. Of course, you know, the grills and the backyard accessories, all the tables and chairs and sheds and that type of thing. Plenty of great gift ideas for your house. You want to give your house a gift? Give your house a new grill. Give your house a new heat source with a pellet stove or a wood stove from Backyard Billy's. Located on Ken Island. Well, actually, they're located at exit 44. What's the name of the road, Robin? Evans Avenue. If you're coming from the Bay Bridge, Evans Avenue, exit 44, right off there. You'll go past them and you'll go back around to them. You'll see all that stuff sitting out at Backyard Billy's. They're right on 50. Visit the website, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Stop by this morning on a rainy day. You know, it's going to get chilly, and then you're going to go in there, and you're going to see all those fireplaces, and you're going to go, man, it's nice and warm. I think I need to get one of these. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Man, I had a great fish sandwich at Madonna Seafood the other day. I had lunch there. It was really good.
Hey, I didn't get one.
I know. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 here in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and more, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, and mine, too, any maker model. Spurrier's Tire Service. I'll be there next week, Robin, get my tires on.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing, that check engine light. When that comes on, not only will they diagnose it, they'll fix whatever caused that to happen. No question. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40. Yep, garden tractors, farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, you name it, they've got the tires for it. So don't forget, tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, all that has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Yep, if those tires are worn out, and you know they are, that little rain the other day, you know, you come out of an exit and you slide sideways, or, you know, you don't get stopped in the amount of time you want to get stopped. Yep, Spurrier's, that's the place. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling.
There you go. Well, the Department of Natural Resources just came out with the deer numbers a few hours ago. 10,116 deer taken on the opening weekend of the 2022 Maryland firearms deer season, November 26th and 27th. Despite bad weather, the overall harvest was just 3% lower than last year's official opening weekend harvest of 10,446 deer. So it was down 330 deer, which is off 3%. There you go. That's the numbers. And, of course, if you'd like to read the comments, just for generally getting annoyed, you can read the comments as well. So, all right, 410-922-6680. We have Fran on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning, you two. Glad to have you back, Robin.
Thank you.
I was wondering about you because I heard you say that the turkey was going to be at your house this year. I thought, uh-oh, you know. But so you got through that, I'm sure, with the family's help.
We did a new thing this year. Everybody brought a side dish. Nobody was responsible for everything. And it worked out absolutely wonderfully.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, every year I've told you guys before, I named my turkey. This year, my turkey's name was Alibi.
Alibi?
Alibi.
Alibi. And when we finished eating the Thanksgiving Day, my husband said to me, well, there goes our Alibi.
I love it. I love it. Perfect.
That's pretty funny.
And listen, I listened to your pre-recorded show last week.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm listening to all the facts and everything. That's interesting. And then I heard this music. And I set up like one of those deers in the woods. You know, I thought I heard something. And then you said, I played that Fran Loves Bluegrass. I thought, oh, my goodness. Well, let me tell you. Years ago, you said that what you do on your show, you know, entertainment and informing people, was a form of artwork. And I thought to myself, what he did was he gave me a one-of-a-kind, cannot-be-copied, priceless piece of his artwork. Thank you. I appreciate it very, very much.
I think you made Fran's day, honey.
I think so. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, we've been friends for a while, Fran, and I just, you know, I just think the world of you, girl. You know that?
Well, thank you. I got a kick out of that. I thought there's something else you don't know about me. I won a foot stomping contest once against a girl from Tennessee 30 years ago. She challenged me.
She challenged you to a foot stomping contest?
She said, you don't know nothing about foot stomping. Well, I had seen it on TV, and I had been practicing it, you know. And we went to the file room on the job because I couldn't do it on carpet. And I came out with her $5, I'll tell you that.
I love it.
You don't know nothing about no foot stomping.
Foot stomping, yeah, 30 years ago. But look, I got one joke for you, then I'll let you go.
All right.
What is air?
What is air?
Mm-hmm.
What is air, Fran? Tell us the answer, please.
It's a balloon with the peeling off.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, look, you guys have a good one. Good
All right.
Weekend.
Thanks.
You too.
Be blessed, girl. Thank you.
All right. Bless
See
you. Have a
Bye-bye. There goes Trent. Yes, Ryan.
I was going to say something else. Forget it.
No, go ahead. No, go
I don't remember what I was going to say.
You started saying we have a bunch of something.
I know, and it's gone. Just that quick.
Oh.
It went bye-bye.
Okay. Real quick on the turkey, coming back to turkey. I said I'd talk about the brine. You go brining your turkey brine, something like that. McCormick has a recipe. I used their recipe and brined, thawed the turkey out, brined that turkey overnight. In a Lowe's bucket, believe it or not, and had it outside and had it ice around it. And
It worked out good. You made fun of me.
Yeah, kept it cold. Anyway, but I used a McCormick recipe, but the only thing I strayed from on that recipe was I added 2 cups of apple cider and 1 cup of cider vinegar, apple cider vinegar, to that brine and soaked that turkey in there.
You did.
What?
You came up with all that.
No, you said we need to combine the brine recipe because there was one from the Pioneer Woman or something like that was way more complicated. So we, but I mean, yeah, I mixed it up. I thought I was pretty proud of it.
I thought it was, you did a wonderful job, and I give you total props for it.
Thank you.
But when we cook together.
Correct.
Then we had a call about our bumper music.
Yes.
You know more about it than I do.
Oh, okay. Well, when I started the show before we went on the air back in December of 88, I sat down with the producer, Ira Siegel, who's still there. We're both at 34 years in the station. And Ira, he actually produced the opening day of deer season show. So anyway, we were there. And he said, "What kind of music do you want?" And he said, "You want country or something?" I said, I don't know. So he brought out a album. There was a whole collection of albums there at the old station. And we picked this generic kind of bluegrass banjo music. It's been playing ever since. So
it's generic. It just came off.
It just came off a bumper music record. It was a 1 minute bumper. And that's it.
So kind of boring, but it's us.
What do you mean it's kind of boring?
No, I meant the story. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh, like the story. The story is there's nothing exciting to the story. It was just something that we picked together, and I liked it, and people liked it, and still like it. So that's
I love it.
That's the whole story. I mean, that kind of music doesn't get old ever. So,
and hey, you look, always got to watch out for those banjos.
Exactly right. We have two Lees on the line. We have Lee and Towson and Lee and Bel Air. Let's talk to Lee and Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Al. I'm doing good. Hey, my wife cooks our Thanksgiving turkey in a brown paper bag, and it is the most moist turkey I've ever had.
Brown paper bag?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she does all, the prep, buttering and seasoning on it, and then you would think, a fire in the oven, but it's a brown paper bag, puts it in there, staples it shut, and it's unbelievably moist. She does every year with it.
Wow.
Yeah, this, really this good.
We normally cook in an aluminum pan. A regular roasting pan with a rack on it. I put this right in an aluminum pan I bought from the supermarket for $5 or whatever you pay for them. Sprayed the bottom of it and then covered.
A big thing was I didn't let you pour the juice. You kept trying to pour the juice off.
I know.
And
Well, you were making gravy at the time.
But you got to let it rest. And that's how I got all that juice back in the breast.
I talked to somebody the other day that let their turkey rest for an hour. And he said it was so delicious and juicy.
She pulls it out, and, it sits probably half an hour, 45 minutes before.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to get near because I know how moist good it's going to be. But
right.
Hey, you're talking about your deer heads and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. Guess what I got hanging over top of my toilet? in the bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe too much information, Lee.
No. I want to know.
A black crappie.
That is perfect. I love it.
A 14-inch black crappie hanging over my toilet.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I love it.
Hey, 14?
A bunch of guys like that.
You got a 14-inch black crappie mounted?
Yeah,
I caught one. I caught one 14 and a half at Deep Creek Lake and threw it back.
Yeah, yeah. This is Loch Raven, and
yeah,
when I got my first 14-inch crappie.
That's a nice one, man. I know how big of a fish that is. That's a really nice fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. I've gotten some deer this year, and I've taken some up to have processed in the hot dogs and you know, all the goodies, and they do chipped beef, a chipped deer, and then they'll do cured deer, which she says bring the ham up, and I just wondered, is it better to leave it on the bone or debone it? Because I bought one up last year and deboned it, and it was really good. But I always wondered, and I know leaving the bone in certain pieces of meat, it adds to the flavor.
Yeah, so try it both ways. I mean, I know processors that do those deer hams, you know, and they don't come boneless. They come back to you in the bone with the bone on. So
yeah, it's just it'll be thin sliced. And another thing, have you ever had corned venison?
Yes, it's wonderful.
The only place I know is up in Amish country, and I got a friend who got some made last year. It was
make your own.
How do you do? I mean, I have no clue. I have no clue how to.
I have a recipe somewhere. I have a recipe somewhere. Let me find it.
He has to send his wife's recipe, and you can send
it. Well, feed it out there one of your next quarterlies or whatever. But I would love to know how to.
It's been in there a couple times, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't rerun it because the author no longer supplies us with material, so I would be remiss in doing that.
Okay, well, I'll have to email you and get you to and maybe send it to me. But yeah, that's something
email
else.
Your wife's recipe.
There's so much you can do with venison that it's
exactly.
One year, my wife and I made a honey mustard sausage. It was off the charts.
Oh man!
And then I had another guy, Madonna, would make a garden Italian with he had all the red and green pepper in it and the onion, and I mean the nice thing was it wasn't really ground up real fine. It was nice chunky sausage. It was just off the charts, and that guy retired.
I wish I could get Robin to eat more venison. I'd do more of that. I'd do more of that specialty stuff.
We don't buy red meat. I mean, our red meat is venison.
Right.
You know, we do not buy, you know, we buy chicken and stuff, our staple, our ground. I mean, we just ground 55 pounds of venison for our, you know, you know, get us through the,
freezer meat. Yeah, absolutely.
Season.
Yep.
I wish I liked it. I just don't like white meat.
White tail. She'll eat sick of deer, but she doesn't like white tail. So.
Yeah.
But I don't have access to that much sick of deer, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, we got, all I have is, you know, the white tail, obviously.
Right.
Where I live, but, you know, it's a staple here for sure.
Sure.
You know, it's nice to eat something that's not all full of, you know, chemicals and God knows what.
I got you.
And then you do it yourself. That's the satisfaction of, you know, getting your own food is means a lot to our family.
Sure. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay, you all have a good one.
You do the same. Thanks, Lee. Do we have Lee from Bel Air? Did he hang on there? Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
How are you?
Still kicking. Just
that's
not
good.
As I used to. Yeah. Glad to see you're all recovering.
We're doing much better than we had been there for a while, so absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hey, I keep saying 5-gallon hot toddy, you won't care.
Uh-huh. 5-gallon hot toddy. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad to see here the other week they only pardoned 2 turkeys.
They're trying to pardon a third.
Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, buddy. I really do. So.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a shame to do more than that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, kids. Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and
well,
Happy
thanks
New
for calling
Year.
In. I'm guessing you're in the contest.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you. We'll be drawing that.
Good luck.
We'll be drawing that that muzzleloader after Christmas. Let's see what day we will be drawing that. That would be New Year's Eve. That'd make a nice New Year's present, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I've got a brother-in-law. I'll give it to her. I'll for a few things, and I figure that'll do it.
Well, there you go. Good luck to you.
Thank you. And you all take care now.
You do the same. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Nice to hear. Nice comments like that. Let's see what we have to do. We have to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, I mentioned they do have a great gunsmith in there. And I guess he's got a few health issues right now, but he's still plugging away. But I needed a part, and Clyde's had exactly what I needed, so I was glad to hear that. Glad to see that, but you know, if you're looking for something for Christmas, I mean, you know, I would take an A5, but I don't really need one. I'm talking about the Browning A5, of course. Robin's not paying attention at all. But you know, look, if you need something for bow hunting, you know, any bow hunter needs arrows and accessories and deer scent and you know different things that that they need for their bows. Any gun hunter needs. Oh, you know, a gun case or anything simple like that. They've got crab seasoning. You could give a gift of Clyde's Sports Shop crab seasoning or crab traps or, you know, a trot line. If somebody would like to have a trot line, you could you know, just use your imagination. Of course, new firearm, new, you know, new optics, a new telescopic sight, new scope, gift card, fishing tackle package, rod and reel combo. I'm just kind of tossing all this stuff out there. When you go into Clyde, you're going to see all that, and you can shop, and you can, you know, you can get for everybody on your list at Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? Anything up to and including a new Browning firearm, you know, they have everything. Crabbing, fishing, you know, why not check it out? They have, go to the website, ClydesFishingGear.com, and see what they've got on there as well before you shop. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer and your full-service sporting goods shop since 1957, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. They're open 7 days a week. Why not give them a call? Stop by. Ah, backyard billies, indeed. You know, we've been telling you for a couple of years now about our gas fireplace insert and how happy we are with it. But according to Bill at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the hot lick right now this season are wood stoves and pellet stoves. So we'll talk about them. Wood stoves by Regency. They have freestanding wood stoves. They have wood fireplace inserts. If you'd like to, you know, just convert your fireplace to a wood stove, you can do that. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's will do the installation. Everything you need, they'll come out and give you, you know, they'll check your chimney. They'll check everything you need to make sure that everything works for the wood stove if you want to do an insert. Or they'll help you with the installation of a freestanding wood stove as well from the folks at Regency. Regency, good company. Enviro, that's the company that made our gas fireplace insert, makes a great pellet stove, freestanding, and fireplace insert, just like the gas fireplace insert. Some really nice-looking, stately-looking units, if you like. Something just to, you know, supplement your heat in a big room like our great room here, or, you know, maybe your main heat source. We had a friend that put a wood stove in his basement and heated his house through the laundry chute. It was pretty cool.
That's how Brian and Jason heat it.
Yep, exactly right. Right too. Yeah, Brian and Jason's main source of heat is that wood stove, and they keep it going all year. I mean, you know through the winter. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in particular. And they're located right there off exit 44. Route 50, exit 44, which is Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. Or give them a call, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. It's a dreary day out there. If you're not hunting, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and see what they have to offer. And don't forget to take a look at the pellet grills, the charcoal smokers from Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, Traeger pellet grills, and the new grill is something spectacular. If you want to put a grill outside and have a cooking station outside with all the drawers and everything else, check out the Memphis wood fire grills. Memphis stainless steel. You'll be glad you did. Backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, we've got a lot of callers on the line. Let's get right to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Morning, Chuck.
It's good to hear from you, too, again. Alan, I just wanted to compliment you on the program from last week. I really enjoyed it. And one of the things about this program that I enjoy so much is it triggers memories for me. So last week when there was a lot of talk about the Bears and Garrett County and, well, Western Maryland, that it just triggers these fond memories that I have of the times that we spent up there.
Glad to
and
hear.
I really appreciate that. And you did it again this morning. There was a gentleman that called from Ellicott City, and he mentioned the intersection of 108 and 29.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at the intersection of 108 and 29, it's Centennial Lake. And
yes, correct.
Just the memories can't just come back. My brother has passed now, but the last fishing trip we had together was at the intersection of 108 and 29 on Centennial Lake.
Oh, that's
wow,
awesome.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great. Yep.
And then there's another time on Centennial Lake I'll never forget. I was fishing, trout fishing, and up behind me on the trail, on the dam, I heard something clanking. And I look up, and it's a six-pointer walking right on the asphalt trail. Well, the sun was coming up just behind him, and it was pink light. And I took the camera out, and it made one of the best pictures I ever got.
You still have it?
I'm sorry?
Do you still have it?
Yes, I still have it on my phone.
I'd love to see it.
Okay, maybe I'll
email it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, and let me give you another one.
Before
they put in Centennial Lake, that whole bottom there was nothing but a huge thicket. Now, this is in the early 80s.
Right.
My first wife and another friend of mine went up there on a pheasant and rabbit hunt.
Oh, man.
And it hunted all morning through that bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And we had several shots at rabbits, jumped a few birds. I think most of them were hens, but we might have had a shot or two at a cockbird. But
right.
Anyway, I remember coming up the big hill towards 108, getting up near the car. And I remember we were talking about how disappointed we were that we didn't score. Just as we got up near the car, two shots rang out in the bottom. And we all spun around and we looked. And here comes this cockbird coming right up to us. Well, we got him to end the hunt. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. Well, a lot of great memories. But
sure,
just wanted to compliment you and let you know that that's why I listen to this show, because it triggers the fond memories that I've had through my life.
I'm glad to hear
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. That makes our day.
And Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you. Absolutely. So, all right. Let's see. Ronald in Baltimore and Chuck in Brooklyn Park. Not sure we're going to get to Chuck, but let's say hello to Ronald real quick. Ronald, good morning.
Good morning. No, but like cutting many pearls, say, howdy.
That's the perfect way to go
That's
out.
That's the way to go out. You got the price tag right on your hat there, Ronald.
I want to say, I miss my girl, Christine McVie, from Fleetwood Mac. I'm sorry about Christine.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.